Really quick, before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you about the new Leadership Accelerator workshops from Better Everyday Studios. Twice a month, I host up to 25 business leaders just like you to learn about and practice one key skill for being a better leader. We cover topics like building trust, giving feedback, setting goals, and more. These sessions are only 30 minutes long, so there is no fluff at all, just actionable takeaways. To sign up, use the link in the episode description below or go to betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. That's betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. I look forward to seeing you there. Now let's get into the episode. If you have ever been a people manager, or heck, if you've ever been in the corporate world, you've probably witnessed these two extremes. On the one hand, as a manager, you're supposed to be serving your team, right? And so you want to have good relationships, you want to get to know them and really get the most out of them. But then on the other hand, you as a manager are answering people above you and they are demanding results. And so sometimes managers can fall into these two extremes. Or on the one hand, you have somebody who's very personable, they're really easy to get along with, but they let a lot of stuff slide. And then on the other hand, you have managers that are just relentlessly focused on results and productivity, and they don't really care about you as a person. If you want to be a good manager, it turns out that you don't want to be on either of these extremes. You want to find a way to balance them. And that balance is what we are going to be talking about today on this episode. If this is your first time here, welcome to the Leadership Launchpad from Better Everyday Studios. My name is Matt Jertzen. I'm a former Air Force instructor pilot, former head of training and development at SpaceX. And now with this show, my goal is to help managers by bringing actionable insights that can help improve your own performance and the performance of those around you. In the episode today, we are in the middle of a five-part series looking at Google's Project Oxygen. If you've missed the last few episodes, I highly recommend you go back and look at it because this is one of the most pivotal studies ever done when it comes to what makes a good manager, in my opinion. Google spent about 5 years looking at all of these different managers all across their organization in order to find out, were there key behaviors that made the difference between good managers and bad managers? Turns out there is. They identified 8 of them. And so we're looking at 2 of them in every episode. Very often, they're kind of opposing actions that you're supposed to be taking. And today's episode, the things that we're focusing on are these two behaviors of, first, you're supposed to express interest in team members' success and well-being. That's that relationship piece that you want to have. But also, you're supposed to be productive and results-oriented. And like I said in the intro, you know, many managers can fall into these two extremes, but the key is to find a way to meet in the middle. And I think one of the best things to look at when it comes to finding that balance comes from Kim Scott and her book, Radical Candor. So now in Kim Scott's book, Radical Candor, she actually created kind of a four box grid, you know, standard 4-box grid for figuring out how to think about things. On one axis is care personally. You need to actually care about the people who are on your team. And on the other axis is challenge directly. You, even though you care about them, you also have to be willing to, you know, give them tough love or tell them the truth, essentially. And I just absolutely love this grid because what it does is it can, you know, help us understand all of these spectrums that you can be going down. And so, you know, if you're unwilling to challenge directly, right? You don't actually tell people the truth, and you don't actually care about them personally, then that quadrant of the 4-box grid is called manipulative insincerity, right? Where maybe you're looking out for yourself, you're telling people whatever you need to tell them in order to get what you want. You're just not at all concerned with either the truth or the individual. If you are willing to focus on the truth, you're willing to challenge people, but you don't actually care about them personally, then that's where you become obnoxiously aggressive. You're just always saying like, hey, where are the numbers? Hey, are you getting results? Hey, where's that project? That's the only thing you focus on. And that obviously turns people off as well, where they're just not going to be delivering for you. They're not going to be doing what they need. The other quadrant that represents one of these extremes is where you care personally, but you don't challenge directly. I honestly think this is one of the spots that managers most often fall into. It's called ruinous empathy. In fact, I think we can pause on this one for a second, because for most of you listening, I'm guessing this is the highest likelihood place you're going to be, especially as a new manager, where, you know, maybe you were part of a team and you got promoted to lead that team. So you know all of these people, you're friends with them all. You don't want to tell them the truth. I think you want to tell them the truth, but you don't want to break bad news to them. You don't want to make them feel bad. And one person that talks about this a lot is Gary Vaynerchuk. If you don't know Gary Vaynerchuk, he's big on social media. He runs a media company out of New York called VaynerMedia. And he talks about empathy being his superpower and kind of the superpower of a lot of leaders. In fact, the head of HR in their company is called the chief heart officer, right? So that's how far they're taking this idea of you need to care about your people. But Gary admits, especially earlier in his career, that that meant that he just wasn't willing to give hard feedback to people. He would hold on to them for too long when they clearly weren't good for the role. And so, you know, I think one of the common things that we fall into is where we do care about our people. And so then we struggle with actually giving them really the solid advice, the tough love that they need. And so that's where Kim Scott's book, Radical Candor, comes in. Because if you can care personally and challenge directly, now you are being open, honest, and radically candid with them. And so that's the balance that you want to find. The trick is how do you do this? And I think there's different tactics that you want to employ and different tactics that we teach in our workshops. I think the first thing you want to do is prove to your people that you care personally about them. And this starts in one-on-ones. It can also go into the team meetings that you have where you're asking people direct questions about what's going on in their life. I will never forget a mic drop moment at a leadership workshop that I was at years ago, where the facilitator, he asked everybody in the room how many people had kids, and a bunch of people raised their hand. And then he asked all the people, okay, everybody that has kids, how many of you would say that your kids are more important than work? And, you know, everybody kept their hand raised. How many of you would say that your kids are the most important thing in your lives? And they all kept their hands raised and said, okay, great. Now, how many of you have direct reports with kids? And a bunch of people raised their hand. How many of you know the names of the kids of your direct reports? I don't think one hand went up, maybe one in this room of like 50 people. And that was his moment of just like, okay, look, now wait a minute. You're telling me that your kids are the most important thing in your life. And that's probably true for the people on your team as well. And yet you don't even know their names. How do you expect them to be bringing their most to work when you can't even learn the first thing about what's going on in their life, the most important things in their life? And everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're right. And so the care personally piece is honestly easy. It's just a basic thing you need to be doing. Have regular one-on-ones, have some questions that you ask them about their personal life, about what's going on. I know that takes time. I know some people don't want to bring their personal lives to work, but there's small things that you can do to get to know them. Maybe if it's just professionally, you know, understanding that what their goals are professionally, even if they don't want to talk about things outside of work, keep a document where you keep some of these facts so that even if you have a bad memory, like I do, before a one-on-one, you can kind of peruse and be like, okay, like, oh yeah, this is what's going on in their life. These are the important things. These are the things I want to make sure to ask about. It just takes some attention, but it's really, really easy to do. So care personally. That's the first thing. Challenge directly. In my experience, most people have more problems with this. I know I myself have more problems with this. And this is where you want to dramatically lower the bar and stop focusing on figuring out how to give difficult feedback and instead focus on how to give everyday feedback. Because if you can get down a habit of giving everyday feedback, it's just like a muscle. The more you work it out, the easier it is. And if you can give consistent feedback early, it's not a difficult conversation because chances are it's a pretty small thing that you're giving them feedback on. It only becomes a big thing when you wait, right? And their performance gets worse and they keep stepping on people's toes and they keep not fulfilling their duties. And then it becomes a real conversation because you're having to put them on a PIP or talk about termination or kicking them out of the company, that kind of thing. So if you can get into a habit of just giving feedback early, often, and start with good feedback. It doesn't have to be bad. If you can tell yourself, I'm going to give every person on my team one piece of positive feedback every single day. That's going to build that muscle of just giving them feedback. It's going to reinforce the point that you care about them personally because you're showing that you see the good work that they are doing. And then when you notice something that could be better, it's easier for you to just say like, oh, hey, by the way, yesterday when you were 5 minutes late, I know it wasn't a big deal. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it really disrupts kind of the flow of our team meeting. And I would really appreciate it if you go the extra mile. Just make sure you are on time to the meeting. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the team. Thank you so much. Does that sound good? You know, simple things like that allow you to adjust that behavior early on. So when it comes to being a good manager, right, going back to what we talked about, Google's Project Oxygen clearly identified these two things of expressing interest in the team member's success and well-being while also being productive and results-oriented. The best way to do that is to start off by really actually caring about that individual, having a list of questions that you ask them during one-on-ones, keeping some notes about what's important to them, and then develop a habit of consistent, regular, real-time feedback that is focused on the results that they are achieving, both good and bad. So I hope you found that helpful. If you did, I would really love it. If you're watching this on YouTube, then make sure you like the video. If you're watching it on Spotify or Apple, really appreciate a rating for the show. It really helps us improve our reach. And I will see you again next time on the Leadership Launchpad. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you are looking for help turning your organization's great engineers into great managers, me and my team at Better Everyday Studios would love to help. We deliver targeted and interactive training workshops that are designed to help build the three fundamental skills of any new manager: building trust, giving feedback, and setting goals. Reach out to me through matt@bettereverydaystudios.com so we can start making your organization better every day.